Welcome back to the Ball State Chat. I'm your host, Eric Melcher. We're joined now by Jeff King, the Manager of Diversity and Inclusion at Ball State, and Emily Andrews, a faculty member who is Chair of the Ball State Diversity Committee. As I mentioned before, the concept of diversity initiative, Jeff, covers a lot of ground. So tell me what kind of things your office does.
Well, I think it would probably be more appropriate to talk about the things we don't do. We really kind of immerse ourselves in trying to provide all types of programming, different layers of programming, different types of programming that really help educate and immerse our students in an experience that is going to be something unlike what they're probably going to see in their communities every day. As they go out into the real world, they're going to face, challenges and differences and things that they probably have not experienced before. And it's our job as educators, I think, to try to prepare them for that. So what we do is try to provide experiences for them in terms of, when I say programming, I talk about discussions and things that would hopefully pique their interest and pique their interest in all the different types of diversity that we have available at Ball State. And that goes from not just race. And a lot of times people think that when we talk diversity, the first thing they want to think about is race. Well, we're talking about diversity of all different types. We're talking about age. We're talking about vet status. We're talking about sexual orientation. We're talking about gender. We're talking about all different types of layers and intersectional diversity. And we also try to work with our faculty in trying to train faculty to better culturally respond to our students. All our students are different. They all have different cultural backgrounds. And we try to prepare our faculty and help train them, and they help train us in ways to really reach our students in new and different ways. And, there's always that saying of reaching students, meeting students where they are. Well, culturally responsive teaching practices help us to be able to do that. So those are among some of the things that we try to do in diversity and inclusion, and working alongside Professor Andrews and the Diversity and Cultural Awareness Committee.
Yep. And in terms of stuff we're talking about, you had you were showing the Martin Luther King speech, The Other America, the other day.
Yes.
You have done sessions with folks about sexual orientation and quite often what you're looking for is stuff that is very timely as well.
Absolutely.
Certainly during the Black Lives Matter I would say it's been going on for years, of course, but during that summer, that following fall, we did a whole lot of programs on racial issues, didn't we?
Yes, we did, and thank you for bringing that up, Erica. Yeah, we try to focus on what students are thinking about and what they're talking about on social media. In 2020, in the summer of 2020, obviously we were talking about George Floyd, we were talking about Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery, and we were talking about social justice and restorative justice. And that conversation continues, and as we've moved into political, to political season, we start to talk about, different sides of the aisle and how we decide and determine who our leaders are, and that's been the focal point of a lot of the discussions that we had. But we also work with our, one of the things that I'm very proud of is that we work with our international students, and we do a lot of programming with students that are from all over the world. And we have a very, we're represented by a lot of different countries at Ball State. And we try to provide a sense of community and a sense of purpose for those students so they can celebrate their culture, celebrate their history, and help us to learn more about them as they learn more about us.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about that here in a second, because I think that's pretty exciting. Let's bring in Emily Andrews and talk about the role of the Diversity Committee, because really the committee system here, Emily, is designed to involve faculty and staff from all sorts of different programs into some of these various initiatives of the college. So what is the Diversity Committee, what kind of role do they play in all of this?
Well, you summed it up pretty well. The Diversity and Cultural Awareness Committee is a group of stakeholders here on the campus community who it is their role to support and further diversity initiatives here on Ball State's campus with our students. So this could be anything from planning events, bringing speakers to campus, planning, professional development series. It can be something as small as getting bleachers for our new basketball court here on campus. So,
and how would that be? So tell me about the, in terms of the thinking behind that being part of diversity. What is it about, you know, and this is outdoor basketball courts, right, that we're talking about where students could kind of mm-hmm. gather and be doing stuff. Why is that important?
Well, the idea was is we had a lot of tennis courts that were not being used. And typically, historically, if you look at the history of tennis, it's not a very inclusive sport. It's one-on-one versus groups playing other groups. It requires equipment that might not always be available to individuals. So we wanted to take some of that space and convert it to a basketball court because we thought that would be more acceptable, be more inclusive, be more inviting, and hopefully have students just kind of start to spend some outdoor time there in between classes.
Because that's part of the important part of diversity is to bring students together and from different backgrounds and stuff. Yes. Because the problem with community college sometimes is because we don't have dorms, people aren't necessarily connecting in those ways here. So we have to really kind of find ways to be able to get students together on campus. But one thing I think is very interesting that I worked on with you guys last summer, a fantastic project. Let's talk about the series of diversity signs that are up on our campus buildings. How did that idea come about?
Well, it's one of the benefits of COVID, actually, because due to the pandemic, we had access to some funding that we normally don't. So through discussing some ideas with the committee, somebody said, what about some more signage? And it started off, actually, we were looking into just getting some more signage for events, like booths and stuff at career fair events. And then I don't know how y'all took over and it just snowballed into, I'm just kidding. It just snowballed into this big project of putting quotes and pictures and different building across campus. So that's how it started. It started as a mighty attempt to spend money on event signage.
Yeah, and let's talk about that first. The reason we had all the extra money was we weren't able to send people to diversity conferences and things because, of course, COVID had canceled most of
them. We couldn't have any of our events here that
yeah.
we normally did.
So there was extra money that was available that we'd usually be sending people out. And so some of these signs are pretty cool. So if you walk into the Raymer building, you're going to see Congressman Lewis has a great quote in there. And they're just short quotes that are talking about, and it's really kind of a wide variety of social activism. Jeff, how did, in terms of picking people, what kind of things were you guys thinking of when you're trying to think of people to pick for those quotes?
Well, we tried to look at, people that students would still know. But at the same time, we wanted to go across a broad spectrum. We just didn't want to have black folks. We wanted to have folks from all different backgrounds. And we also wanted, to use quotes that were very much germane to our mission here at Vol State. And I like what you called them, Eric. They're actually more than diversity signs. They're statements of empowerment for our mm-hmm. students. Mm-hmm. And when we look at some of the people that we do have quoted, like Howard Zinn and John Lewis, Maya Angelou, James Baldwin, Byatt Rustin, they all talk about empowerment and social justice and restorative justice. So we wanted to make sure that we kind of stayed in that vein and not necessarily have to take it in the direction of any kind of particular race or anything like that. Yeah. Gandhi is quoted, right. Others like that. Yeah. So,
because the idea of empowerment is we're empowering our students to go make a difference in the world.
Exactly.
Right. Which is ultimately, Emily, what we're trying to do with diversity on campus, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all about empowerment, because if people don't feel empowered, they can't change the world, and that's making sure that people have agency, and that's what education provides for you, some agency. Well, lastly, Jeff, let's just talk really quick, because you have a great program with the international students. So we've got students from, sometimes up to 23 different countries attending
yes.
Ball State. And so you have a program where you get them together with some American-born students so they can learn about each other's cultures.
Yes, it kind of came as an idea to help students that are, taking English as a second language, and also help our students that are, maybe from Hermitage or maybe from Hendersonville and that kind of thing. And it was an opportunity to help them exchange ideas about each other's culture and at the same time practice. you know, for students that are speaking English as a second language to practice their English. Because a lot of times those students are taking the classes, the ESOL classes, and then they're going back and then into their communities and they're speaking their native tongue, which is fine. But in order to really kind of interact in this community, they need to be able to, you know, hopefully communicate better with mainstream students. And mainstream students can learn so much from our international students about different types of different cultures, the history of different countries. And is really just a really nice opportunity for, again, to create a sense of community among international students, among mainstream students, to bring in that inclusivity that we so desperately reach for day after day after day. That's our mission every day, and I know Emily shares the same passion for it, is that we really try to make this an inclusive environment for all of our students, no matter what background they may be from.
Yeah, because it's really about learning about other people. But you're right, the benefit, because these international students then feel much more connected to the campus, which is an important part of what we do. We want to make sure all of our students feel like they're a part of this place and that they have a safe environment to be able to talk about things and really, you know, all sorts of issues that are going to impact their lives for years to come. Well, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. When we come back, we're going to talk to a Vol State faculty member who has thousands of followers on social media. You're listening to the Vol State Chat here on Vol State Radio, WVCP-FM.